What's in the news? Opioids and politics.
Congress was influenced by the drug industry and Washington lobbyists.
I'm Peter King. A 60 Minutes Washington Post investigation shows that Congress has helped to fuel the opioid crisis, with lawmakers getting hundreds of thousands of dollars in drug company contributions. They later passed a bill that weakened the Drug Enforcement Administration's ability to crack down on suspicious shipments, like one that sent 9 million pills into a West Virginia town with less than 400 patients. This is a former DEA Deputy Assistant Administrator.
This is an industry that allowed millions and millions of drugs to go into bad pharmacies and doctors' offices that distributed them out to people who had no legitimate need for those drugs.
Correspondent Bill Whitaker also spoke with DEA supervisor turned whistleblower Frank Younger.
There was a lot of pills, a lot of people dying, and we had tools in our toolbox to try to use and stem that flow. But it seemed down in headquarters that toolbox was shut off.
Pennsylvania Congressman Tom Marino introduced the bill that I mentioned earlier. Now he's the president's nominee for Drug Czar. In response to the report, the Justice Department says the Trump administration will use, quote, every tool available to end the opioid crisis. Now this. What's in the news? I'm Peter King, CBS News.